Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
Bless you. Hallelujah. So excited to be here. Can we lift our hands and give the Lord praise from the depth of our heart? And I'd like us to be very, very serious about it this morning. The best way you've ever worshiped God. In a minute, please go ahead. Lift your voice, lift your hands, and just honor this great God. Honor this great God. Honor this great God. And bless him. Oh, we bless you, Jesus. Oh, we bless you. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. Oh, we thank you. We bless your holy name. We bless your holy name. Oh, we thank you, Father. We bless you for this great house. Thank you for Sphere of Light Church, Ife. Thank you for LA Church, OAU. Oh, what a joy. We're grateful. We give you praise, Father. Oh, we bless your holy name. We bless your holy name. And we thank you. Thank you for your word, for your spirit. Oh, we bless you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father, I ask that even as we go to your word this morning, let there be light. Amen. Now say that amen in a very good way. Amen. I command that at the release of God's word, Satan, you lose your grip over God's people. The one who came weak will return strong. The one who came fainting will go back flying. And I ask and I decree that there will be no weaklings amongst us. There will be no weaklings amongst us. There will be no weaklings amongst us. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you. Now clap for yourselves. Please be seated. God bless you. Thank you, Streams of Life. Powerful time. Powerful. It's going to be a life-transforming experience this morning. Amen. Let's turn our Bibles, please. I started a new series titled Understanding the Soul Market. And amen. I'd like for you to please pay very keen attention because God is very, very intentional about you. Is that okay? And the essence of this conversation is to the end that you will be well equipped and fortified ahead of your journey. Listen, to the end that none amongst you will be a prey in the hands of the devil. Can I hear a big amen to that? Amen. And we have still not left the principal subject. reversing the mistakes of Joseph. But somewhere along that line, we saw the need for us to understand this. That, please look up, and I want you to please listen. That as a child of God, one who is sincerely hungry and thirsty, particularly in a house like this, where you are taught on not just how to do some basic things, but how to rise and understand the assignment that believers have uniquely in the last days. That we have an assignment that is beyond just church, because not everyone that is called will have to hold the microphone to preach. The church is one mountain out of seven mountains. And God is equipping and will be deploying individuals, sending them forth to different mountains. Is that okay? And the goal is this, that you understand that at the end of the day, what God wants to give you is not just money, but himself. Because there is no essence to anything you can make in this life at the expense of your soul. Is that okay? There is no essence to it. So God is not interested in giving you everything, then you lose your soul. Look at it. When Joseph was in the house of Potiphar, I'm just giving you a background now. And if in case you have missed this series, you might have missed one of the most important things this year. I'm not sure you can testify to that. And you really have to go back and download those series. I'm not sure you sit down with my teachings and lock yourself up and sit down with them to listen again. Let me see your hands up. Only few people. Wave those hands. Let me see. You have to teach yourself. All right, I'm going to be very, very, very blunt about some things with you this morning. Turn your Bibles with me, please. Mark chapter number 8. Mark chapter number 8. Let's go straight away to verse 36. Mark chapter number 8, verse 36. If you are there, please say amen. Whether on the screens or your Bibles in your hands. If you are there, please say amen. Now, can we read this together after the count of three? One, two, three, go. Can we take this again? So what profit will a man have if after gaining everything in this life, everything money can buy, everything, wealth, influence, and affluence, then he only discovers at the end of the day he has missed it. It means that these things people pursue only have significance if you will not lose your soul to get it. Money in itself is very good. Let me say this to you. Money is very, very good. It's a good tool in a good hand. But money also can be very, very destructive if it comes to an unprepared mind and on an untrained hand. Because money can pay the bill for sins. And what I mean by that is that there are certain things that a man is not doing because he's broke. Are you following what I'm saying? That the moment he can afford it, it will reveal his weaknesses. See, look up. I want to speak to you from my heart. Is that okay? In the name that is above all names, nobody amongst you here will be poor. Amen. Now, you didn't say that amen like one who cares about the prayer. Amen. Okay, let me pray another prayer. In the name that is above all names, we will not bury any one of you young. Amen. Please be seated. You see, there was a time that the kind of people you see having high blood pressure are men from 50s upward. But it seems there is now a system that is trying to tell a 15-year-old boy that it is bad for him to be broke. There seems to be a culture that is rising that is seeking to tell an 18-year-old boy that if he's not holding millions at that age, he can now go and do rituals. And sometimes you see things that are a lot disturbing. How many of you have come across some of these things before? Teenagers. What influence will come upon a teenager to the point that the teenager will now go and kill his friends? Just because now he also wants to have money. So it means there is a very, very corrupt system that is trying to mirror failure to you in a different language. Are you following what I'm saying here? Please listen. And most times it is because of something called peer pressure. That there are boys of your age, whether legitimately or illegitimately, that something seems to be coming to their hands. And the fact that they seem to have money does not mean you are failing if you don't have. That somebody might be on campus and say, me too, I want to begin to command millions. Will you please relax? Money is not necessarily evil, but the love of it is the root of all evil. Meaning that you should chase something that is beyond these papers. You must, like I told you on Tuesday, and if you are not following, you are not doing yourself good. And I think bulk of those who didn't follow my teachings are LA Church. Is it true? LA Church, wave your hands. How many of you follow my teachings? Okay, you do. Okay, please be seated. Thank you. But listen, you must have a list of things that you can never do for money. Now, write it down. I must have a list of things that I can never do for money. Now, I'm going to give you a minute to pen down some of those things. And if truly your values are intact as a believer, you should write fast. Because there should be many things you can never do. The moment we have a situation where people are ready to do anything as long as it brings money, then there's fire on the mountain. And now many people have fallen and have become victims of many things. You see, the media is trying to project a lot of evil. The media is projecting many things that is pushing young people into undue pressure. Almost every skit you see now mirrors betting as a good thing. You hear Niger bet, you hear, which other one again now? 1X bet, you hear, and this is gambling that people are believing 5,000 in their hands can become 5 million. By just playing some games and trusting that one football team will win. And after every match, now young boys have high blood pressure. And you see them sit down with the screen. There is no value for process. The society seems to be telling you that the moment your life is in process, you are failing. It is a lie of the devil. There is dignity in labor. That you are going to school and they seem to be telling you that school is scam. I saw a song that came out. I went to listen to the song. I was sharing on Tuesday. The title of the song is Cuckoo Do Ritual. And the guy is saying, you go to school, you don't get money. No be scam. And I said, what is this? And now we have people who are seated in school. Can I tell you this? Listen. If for the love of money or for what looks like is bringing it now, if you drop out of school, you may smile now. Over time, you will regret it. You say, Mark Zuckerberg left school. But this is not America. This is Nigeria. Because money develops wings and fly away. One policy can end all the millions. And now you are broke and illiterate again. You must understand the trap that the devil is trying to set in order to make you worse than the patterns you want to break. Are you following what I'm saying here? There is dignity in labor and there's dignity in process. Over this land and over this house, I rebuke the spirit of mammon. One that is seeking to conquer the heart of young people and destroy them. I rebuke the spirit of mammon. I command that the grip of that spirit dies. Amen. There is dignity in labor. Please be seated. And many of you are being fed with lies from the pit of hell. The moment you can see that certain money are coming out, you see, listen, let me tell you this. Let me tell you. All right, because when we stand where we stand and we give counsel, some people say, they don't really understand us. We are Gen Z's. Listen, whether Gen Z or Gen A, you are a human being. Do you understand what I'm saying? You are alive. And if certain things are not gotten right, the same way Gen Z will suffer, is the same way those who are not Gen Z's will suffer. Do you understand what I'm saying? Everything is not money. Everything is not money. Everything is not. Settle down and train yourself to finish what you have started. Because, listen, the culture will go on and on and on and on. One time I was serving and I was told to come and preach for the badge of NYSC that will be passing out before my badge. And I taught them on a subject, what are you willing to do for money? Now, we're in a family house, RCCF, and we found out that despite the amount of prayers we prayed daily, the Bible study and all those things, there were still girls in the house that big men will come and carry, you see, and they come back and drop them. And they'll wear their scarf and come back and start speaking in tongues. Unfortunately, many parents have not made it easy. Listen, I have found out that the fact that young people are saying they love someone doesn't mean the person is a good person. You can love someone because they allow you to go the way of destruction. You can love people because they are the ones who pamper you and cannot and will not correct you even when you are damaging your life. But you must know how to interpret love in the context of those who cooperate with your destiny. Such that we now have parents. Parents that now have association, Yahoo Boys, Mother of Yahoo Boys Association of Nigeria. And they will go to pastors and put the picture of the children and say, pray for them. And they will give the pastors, listen, any money that is not clean is a curse when you bring it to the church. I'm glad I'm here. And I'm going to tell you this. Let me ask you a question. Let me pour out. Is that okay?
Yes,
can I pour out to you?
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you a question. Who are those that you think are behind? What's that sound? Who are those that you think are behind financing evil in this world? Who are those that are behind financing LGBT? Do you know what LGBT is? Well, you should know. Lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and so on. But now it's not even LGBT. It's LGBTQ plus Q, blah, blah, blah. It is now so bad that, in fact, as at yesterday, they were still debating it, that when you give birth to a child, you should not feel the sex of the child. You wait for the child to become 3, 4, 5, and then the child will now tell you what gender he or she is. A woman called Madonna, she sings, adopted a boy or a girl from Sudan years back. And she adopted a boy. And the whole world celebrated her and all that. Oh, she found a suffering boy, she adopted him. Now the boy is a girl. Why do you think if you are into tech, the moment you can tell them that you will push LGBTQ policies, they will fund you much more? Do you understand what I'm saying? Who are those who are making sure that where money flows is where they want it to flow? Who are the powers that be that are insisting that there will be no flow of real cash without their permission? Because as believers, you can sit down and just think you want to make some quick money until you discover that you have struck a bargain and your soul is the basis of that bargain. And what God wants to do in this season is to help the church. Yes, we have to take the mountains of influence. Yes, we have to take the mountains of media. Yes, economy, the church must be there. Yes, politics, the church must be there. But I can tell you that without adequate discipleship, if we push people to these mountains, we have only pushed them to be killed. None of them will come back alive. And these are very, very, very serious matters. Say, put your hands on your chest and say it again. I will not sell my soul for money. Say it again loud and clear, loud and clear. Say it again louder and clearer.
I will not sell my soul for money.
So, we refute the lies of the devil that there is no dignity in process. There is dignity in process. There is dignity in process. Are you following what I'm saying? How many of you know people they call hype man or hype men? Do you know do you know who an hype man is? You don't get money, you don't come club. Don't snap this drink with iPhone, with Android. Not this great. See, have you heard this kind of statement before? As a man, don't show. I'm trying to remember some of these things. Just so you know, I also know what you know. And you listen to the words and the things they are saying, and you are shocked. And everything seems to be suggesting if you don't make it now, you're already a failure. It's not true. It's not true. First, you are a student. And there is duration. Is it impossible for God to begin to expose you to realities? Maybe you are into tech or you are into your business and you are making your own money. Yes, it is a very good thing. But when you begin to chase shadows, when you begin to chase, you know, things in guise to, how do I put it now, to also command certain things, you want to ride certain kind of cars on campus. It is one good thing if God has blessed you with legitimate money. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Say it again loud and clear. I will not sell my soul,
for money.
Listen to this. There is nothing the devil offers that God does not give much more. But you know what the devil does? He gives you a cap and collect the head you should wear it on. He gives you a shoe and collect the legs you should wear it on. And that's the kind of negotiations he likes to make. That's the kind of bargain, the deal he likes to strike. But none of you here will fall.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I say again, none of you will fall.
Amen.
Now look up, everybody. Can I tell you this, and I tell you sincerely? The devil is honestly not against you having money. He's not. The devil is also not against you having influence and affluence. He's not. In fact, the devil needs you to have the boat, but be on his side. The devil needs you to have the boat, but what? Be on his side. Say it loud and clear, my sword will not fight on the side of the devil. Say it again,
my sword
will not fight on the side of the devil in the name of Jesus. Now, look up, everybody. Let me show you a few things. So the moment the devil sees young people or anybody who is rising in life, the devil will always like to show up with bargains. He would like to show up with negotiations. The moment he sees that you represent something that can be useful in his camp, he's going to try to win you over to his side. That is, if you are not already on his side. There are believers the devil does not try to win over to his side because ignorantly they're already on his side. What the devil does is to flash many things before your eyes and watch you chase after them. Let me share this story with you. I shared this on Tuesday. About some two young boys who went to a car wash. And these were boys in their early 20s, 21, 22. They went to a car wash to wash their cars. And while they were washing their car, another man was inside his own car preparing for them to come and wash his car. So he was hearing them talk behind him. And one asked the other guy. He said, "What did Baba say you should go and buy?" That one said, "Baba said I should buy akara. Akara is beans cake. Do you know akara? Do you know akara? Early church, do you know akara? Early church, do you know akara? Okay. I know early church, you know." So he said they should go and buy akara. And they should pack, he should buy the akara, then pour it on the main road. Then wait till a car matches it. Are you seeing that now? So then pack the residue and bring it to the shrine. So the boy did it, packed the akara, took it to the Baba. And Baba said, "This is what we are going to use to perfect your ritual. But you will have this money. However, when you are going to die, this is the same way a car will match your head." Now, please don't. You see, the moment greed has clouded a man's heart, he will not pay attention to the bargain. He will say, just give me. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
What was Delilah asking Samson? "Show me where your strength is so I can what? Afflict you." Did she say it? Yes, she said it. Delilah never lied about what she will do. But when lust covers your heart, you will not listen attentively. And one of the things greed does is that greed insists that people are not deep thinkers. When one of the signs that greed is covering your heart is that you only think about today and the positive benefit of the things you want to do now. So you say, "I beg, just give me this thing. I beg, let me just know the way." Listen, be careful of young boys who are asking on campus to show you the way. Are you following what I'm saying? "Oh, I like the way you just they shine. My guy, I beg, show me." Be careful. Because there is a way that seems right to man, but the end of it is death and destruction. Again, I speak over this land and I rebuke entirely the spirit of greed.
Amen.
That is trying to clog the life of students. That is trying to overshadow their lives. I curse you now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thou foul spirit, get out.
Amen.
Please be seated. I've been in this place over 13 years ago. And I understand well the way these things work. But in the name that is above all names, none of you will fall.
Amen.
None of you will fail.
Amen.
None of you will be lost.
Amen.
None of you will vanish like smoke.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I beg you in the name that is above all names, please be interested in process. Be interested in process. Be interested in process. And listen, let me tell you this. And what I want to say may look very funny, but it's true. While we were growing up, some of us were the kind of children that in children class, if they wanted to act the story of Jesus, they will use the fine ones to act Jesus, Joseph, and the fine girls to act Mary. But for some of us, they will use us to act Judas or the devil. Me. See, this me, I acted devil. So don't act drama. You are the devil. And I one time I had to go and ask my father, "Do I look like devil?" at our church, all the boys that they'll be calling pastor. See, they never really called us pastor from childhood. The boys they'll be calling, we knew that these boys were actually bad boys. And sometimes I'll just sit down and be sulking that, what is it about my own life, self? What is it? Why can't I be like this child? Look at how fresh they are. They are using Motorola blade. One day me, I'm going to, Jesus, this is Sajem, this. But who is it that predicts the future? Who is it that speaks when God has not spoken? Who is it that told you that because things don't look to be this, that, and all that, then it means that you are bad or no, you are not a failure. See, they may relegate you and make it look like you are broke in class and not talk to you and have their own class. But only God knows the future. Yes, only Him writes the future. Yes, it is what He writes that is written. Yes, let nobody bully you and make you feel like a failure. Have respect to process. And I tell you, you will stand out. It's just a matter of time. You will stand out. It's just a matter of time. Please be seated. Are you following what I'm saying here? I'm not saying if God is blessing you early, then go back to But make sure that you don't receive anything that takes process from you. That's a very costly exchange. Even school. What you go through on campus is a very important process. The fact that you'll be trained to meet up with deadlines, you have to be trained to be committed. Commitment is one of the most important things you learn on campus. You know, even if you misuse your time on Sunday evening and you play game till it's about 1 o'clock, you have 7 a.m. lecture and you know you have to wake up. Don't break those processes. They are making you. If you become a man without those processes, you will see that you are a broken man that will end up breaking the society. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Do you understand what I'm saying? Sometimes the process in church, we are fasting. This is month of fasting. All these pastors, all this past fasting thing. But do you know, if you end up going through life and circumventing this process, you will discover that you will not come out as the man God intended or the woman God intended. You are going to be carryable and breakable by the devil, but it will not be your portion. Amen. I say again, it will not be your portion. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So the devil likes to strike bargains with men because he wants them early. He wants them early. Lamentation says it is good that a man bears yoke in the days of his youth. Ecclesiastes says 12:1, he said that remember now your creator, where in the days of your youth, when evil days have not come, and when you will no longer say, I do not have pleasure in this. There is nothing that is happening in your time that has not happened before. And most time, before you take your part and your part in history, you must check those who have acted the character you are about to resume. How did they end? In every generation, men who boycott process don't finish well. Hallelujah. So the way the devil strikes bargain is through a principle called the principle of seduction. That's the way he strikes bargain. He uses the principle of seduction. Seduction is to cause something to flash before a man's eyes with the intention of luring or enticing the individual into pursuing it. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes. Can we read the scripture together quickly? Let's check Proverbs chapter number 7. Proverbs 7. Let's see how seduction works. Proverbs 7. Let me... Please look up, everybody. Let me tell you something. The first time ever in my entire life that as a minister... I was given an amper. Do you know what an amper is? That gift pack. The first time ever in my life that I received an amper as a minister should be in year either 2017 or 2016. First time ever. I'm saying these things, and I'm a very honest person. I would not try to, listen, look up. I will not try to be what I am not, just so that you say, I'm blessed. The first year in my life that I received a good shoe. Do you understand what I'm saying? As a man of God, that somebody, I am going to wear a good shoe. Do you know what a good shoe is? A good shoe that I can say, okay, this shoe is beyond 1-2. It means before this time, the shoe I buy, maybe I buy it 1-5. If you are not selling, leave me alone. First time I received a good shoe, precisely, was 2017. All before that time, what was happening? Process. I rounded out school 2013. How many years ago now? 10 years ago. And God says that I will not have you go the way others have gone. First thing first, one, my God, excruciating process. But do you know that bulk of the people I was looking at, that things were happening for and all those things, later came back to meet me. And I'm careful because of the internet. And many of them came back to begin to ask questions about ministry, to begin to learn, to begin to say, come and teach. And I'm like, oh, you guys were the ones we were privately looking at and say, one day we'll be like you. No matter how painful process is, and no matter how quick a man who is not given to it is, the man who is given to process will always emerge distinctively. I'm sharing this thing so that if you feel maybe you are failing, you can think again. Do you understand what I'm saying? As at 2015, the house I was living as at 2015 was a house, the roof of that house was this sack for rice. You know those sack? You know the house? Yeah. You've stayed with me in that house very well. If you want to bath, you have to check wind direction. You have to check. You will become a geography expert. Because first and foremost, there is no bathroom. It is the house beside our house that is built. And it's those bathroom you make with zinc, and they now cross a wood. You remove your towel, you put it on top. You have to check wind direction because the wind now can take the towel to another street. God help you, didn't go with your phone. But we didn't die there. That was not our hand. We only passed through. Are you following what I'm saying? So somebody comes to greet us in the house now and say, wow, I love where Apostle is. Wow, he's living in a duplex. Wow, I love this chair. Wow, this must cost so, so and so. I love this TV. Wow, look. Oh boy. If you miss the process, you can't survive this phase. This is not process, it's not a waste. It is making a man. It is making a man, it's not a waste. I was ministering yesterday in my spiritual father's meeting. And one of the ministers of God was saying to me, he said, he's surprised to be hearing my stories. Because you were there. He said, I don't look like someone who has been to, I say, whoa. When we go back to the hotel, I was asking my wife, so I look fresh. I don't look like one who has gone. Do you know how we used to look? Don't share any of the picture. I know. Those are your hands. Those are your hands. Keep them. Yeah? After I've gone, you can go and investigate yourself. Are you following what I'm saying? One time my HOD called me and said, "You please sit down." He said, "Femi, you look like somebody that if I push you now, you just break." I was on long days of dry fasting. If I sit down, my leg by itself. You know, when you fast long, your leg by itself will start shaking. I'm not talking 6 to 6. So, that if you are talking to somebody, you'll be shaking. And so, how are you doing there? So, amen. I look like somebody you'll have to guide. Because wind can blow him away. But we didn't die there. I have one of my boys who is now a medical doctor. He's doing his house job in Lautech. So he stayed with me. And you want to go and use toilet, you will ask, major or minor, when he's going, I say, boy, major or minor? He said, major. So, okay. It means he's going into the bush. Major is you want to, minor is you want to wee-wee. So you can decode what major is. Eh? Do you understand what I'm saying? Forget. Even the fine girls around are doing major too. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, if one person is doing major, the other person must be a major general. Because he will now have to stand where people can pass and say, ebabe, ebabe, ebabe. And God help you, both of you now have to do major together. You can hear three people say, hey, sorry. Oh. But we did not die there. Myself and him were talking days back. He was talking about doing this music video. I looked at him. I said, God, this is a God who lifts men out of dunghill. Please be seated. Are you following what I'm saying? Oh, Sphere of Light Church, Abuja is starting. Do you have millions of naira in budget. But this ministry did not start like that. Our first hall in this church was in Moro. You know that hall, that bakery. We rented that hall for 50,000. Then, that 50,000, ask them. Everybody emptied their bank account. How much do you have? 1.5. 2.5. I have 4,000. But we did not die there. Listen, it may be stormy today. It can't rain forever. Those that wait for them to be planted deep are the ones that will endure the storms of life. Allow God plant you deeper. Now look at this. Let me show you a scripture. 1 Timothy chapter number 4 from verse 1. 1 Timothy 4:1. Now look at this. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times, what will happen? Some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirit. Please look up. So it means that, please come, my friend. Please, let me stand where you all can see us. Can you all see us? Please come. Come here. So what the Bible is saying that, Ebuka, come. Stand there. You are not a seducing spirit in Jesus' name. You can't even be. Now, this young man is saying, I'm going to that destination. Let me have two more boys. Come, all of you come. Two of you come. Yes. Stand behind him. Stand behind him. Now, both three of you are going to the back. That's your destination. That's the faith. You are taking the narrow path. The Bible now says it will come to pass in latter times that as they were going, young boys on campus, now you'll be waving at them, come. What are you doing? Ah, you must do. Now, okay, can you try? Oh, yeah. Yeah, try. Let's be serious. Now, going towards the narrow path. But you depart. You two, you depart. No, you. Okay. You depart. You go. You depart. That's what they're going onward, Christian soldiers. Oh, yeah. March. Yeah, you are looking at her. See, wait. It starts by looking at her and say, wow. Now, look up. Let me show you what I want to show you. Go back again. Let me use myself in this scenario. Oh, yeah. We are moving towards the cross. And then this one is looking straight ahead. But the one who is looking, I say, wow, what's your name? He's still going forward. He's still going forward, but he's already departing. It is when they get to their destination, they find out he's not with them. But if you ask him at this level, you say, am I not still a Christian? Am I not still going to church? But now, Bible study is no longer there. Prayer meeting is no longer there. He doesn't believe in fasting. He doesn't believe in prayer anymore. But he goes on Sunday. He's still seeming like he's on the way. Till over time, even Sunday is no longer possible in his life. Because the devil will hold you longer than you want to stay. And when you decide to shake him, he will hug you. Are you seeing that sometimes there are people you are saying, oh boy, you are we can see where you are going. Say, hey, am I not still a Christian? But you are already departing from the faith. And what happens? They give heed to what? Seducing spirit. That is a spirit that tries to convince you by luring you with something. A seducing spirit shows you an end. That it is projected to be better than the path you are taking. And the idea is that you will not be enticed. It is showing you the end without the process. Are you following what I'm saying here? That's a seducing spirit. Begins to lure the people away. Lure the souls of men. And say, wow. Look at it now. Some of your mates now just bought G-Wagon. Wow. You are not doing this now. But at least you can just, you know, and just do this. Wow. And the man is gradually departing. And let me say this to you. Each step you take away from the path, it will be more difficult. It will take more energy to return. It is easier to keep building than to build, demolish, and build again. What I'm saying, is it clear enough? Please be seated. Clap for them, please. So to seduce people is to cause them to lust, or to lure them, or to entice them. And that was what we saw the devil doing. So listen, look up. That was what we saw the devil doing in Garden of Eden with Eve. The devil tries to present again what you already have. Do you understand what I'm saying? What he's trying to give you is what you already have. But he will now tell you it is at a cost. Look up. Pastor Jibola, please come. Imagine you have this malt. Put it in your pocket. And I say, will you buy malt? Will you buy malt? Malt. Come now. Say, I want malt. And I'll say, yes, if you want this malt. Now, he has this same malt. I say, this malt is curing sleepless nights. This malt will make you know your book more. This malt, once you drink this malt, you will always be high. Once you drink this malt, you will never be sad. And you will have this same exact malt. He's just a better marketer. And he's marketing what you already have. And I'll say, do you want this malt now? I'm going, your mate, all of them have it, that's why they're happy. Say, hey, I want this malt. And I'll say, on one condition. And the condition is that when you take this malt, you will you will no longer have to be going to church as usual. Because you see, it is those who are not busy. Now then they go to church all the time. But now when you take this month, you see, you go get busy because you will now have to join me. But you already have this month. Anyone that the devil promises wealth and give them, it is because God already gave them. And that is the same principle that works in the case of fornication. Ah, see this girl. Now. Oh, yeah. Go after. But see, sincerely, when God created you in his plan, he created your wife, and he created your husband. And people keep going and sleeping around from one person to another. And they only live their life to see that they have wasted their entire essence. Their children are not proud of them. Their children have now become prey in the hands of beasts of the field. They have become what they should not have become if there is a father who is a priest over the house and a mother that they join hands together in prayer. At the end of the day, they sold the family to enjoy their lives. It is not worth it. The best thing to still do in this life is to serve God. Godliness with contentment, great gain. Are you following what I'm saying? My wife does not have any headache. And by the grace of God, it is a vow between never have cause for any headache. That let me check his phone. Who is the girl that is chatting to? Hell with that. But are you aware there are women who can't sleep? They wait for the man to sleep first. Because now they have to investigate. Who is he talking to again? And there are children who have gone through their father's materials or their father, and then they met things they should not see. And their mind is damaged. That is this what this life is about? Look at this. My God. I pray for you in the name that is above all names. You will not sell your lineage because of peanuts. Amen. Please be seated. I'm rounding up now. You will not sell your lineage because of peanuts. Amen. Embrace what God is giving you. And value the process. Don't just value it. Enjoy it while it lasts. You are not failing. Refuse anything that gives you material things or instant gratification with the pretense of giving you all that is. Anything that takes Christ from you has taken everything from you. So be careful of the company you keep. Be careful of the relationships you build. Let me say this to you. Relationships you lose because you are saying no to the patterns that you are seeing is not a loss. Can I come again? Relationships that you lose because you are seeing this thing and this is not godly, I'm not going to be a part of it. It's not a loss. It is a testimony of your steadfastness. It is a testimony of your devotion to God. When Joseph refused to sleep with Potiphar's wife and he had to go to prison, was that a loss? It was a blessing. It was a testimony to the fact that he would not compromise. So there are certain, listen, for saying no to certain things, there are process, there are pain you will go through. For saying no, sometimes the pain may take 2 years, and the devil will try to tell you every day of those 2 years that can you see your life? If you had followed them, see where you will be. But wait for their hand. Or you think because you said no to certain things means God will compensate you immediately? In a lie. There were boys who were doing all form of terrible things while we were on campus. Are you following what I'm saying here? And you have to turn your eyes from them, and some of them are even dead. Some of them are dead. I remember, can you open that door? Why is it locked? Open the door. I remember the case of a young man that came to, okay, I think I understand now. Thank you. I remember the case of a young man that came to Ife to do ministry. And I was so excited about him that, oh, wow, God is going to, you know, I love when I see ministers who are passionate. About a year after, I found out that this same young man had aborted for 3 girls. Now, the kind of shame and the kind of do you truly have respect for somebody who is doing all those kind of things? So it means that for you who is paying the price and say, I will not compromise, it is you that real honor comes to. Do you get what I'm saying? David was a king until he slept with Bathsheba. She came to him and said, King David, oh, thank you. I heard you called me. I feel so privileged to come to this palace. Wow. Ah, so honored. But when he slept with her, she came back and said, David, I'm pregnant. The kingship was stripped. I want to pray for you from the depth of my heart. Listen. See, can I prostrate and beg you? I can lay down on my face and beg you. There are some of you that already where you are coming from, there are patterns you must not repeat. Again, it will now be bad for you to now be unequally yoked with those who send you back to those patterns. I pray for you in the name that is above all names. Nobody amongst you here will be a repetition of evil pattern. Yeah. That demon of immorality, of compromise, of lukewarmness that has eaten up different people in the family will not succeed over you.
Amen.
You will not fail God.
Amen.
You will not fail his intentions.
Amen.
You will not fail his plans.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You hear the voice of the Lord. Whatsoever it takes, you will finish well.
Amen.
Again, I decree and declare, whatsoever it takes for you to finish well, you will finish well.
Amen.
Again, I pray, God will send men like angels and angels like men around you.
Amen.
Who will be voice of truth.
Amen.
And insist that you do not crash.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now stand up on your feet, everybody. As I round up. One of the things God does that shows you that God is really interested in your matter is that God intentionally plants voice of truth around you. People that, I don't know if you have sat down under sermons before and you felt like, did anybody tell pastor about what I'm doing? I don't know if you sat under sort of like teachings, my teaching, and you felt it.
Yes,
somebody must have told, I don't hear anything. But that's God insisting that you will not get lost. Your pastor here is a prophet. If you know how to relate with him, he is. Such that if your heart is aligned and sincerely you are struggling, you will come to church, sit under him, you will always find your word. And you are wondering, what's happening? But that's the duty of correct priest. And that is the exact kind of priest God wants you to be to your own children and your own family. Are you following what I'm saying here? And I'm telling you, whatsoever it takes, you will not fail.
Amen.
I beg you in the name that is above all names, cooperate with process. And let me assure you again, for being at the level that you currently are, you are not a failure. Your life is practically just starting. If you have issues with your courses on campus, settle down and retake them. There's nothing shameful. Do you get what I'm saying? Oh, why are you around? I need to do this course. Hold your peace. It is better you sit down, you do the things you have to do and move on with dignity. Never you compare yourself with people and then you have lost peace about your process. 2011, I was ministering in church. A young man sent out my message and said that he wants to give me. He gave his life to Christ and said he heard God saying that all the money he has gotten through internet fraud, he should come and sow the money to my life. 990 something thousand naira. 2011. Then that looks like big money. But I had to say no. But how much is it now? For God's sake. How much is it? How much is it? I could have sold this entire ministry for that gain of iniquity. Because when Gehazi collected that money, he sold the entire family. Not just the family, generations after him. You know what that means? You need to understand. Gehazi left Elisha with leprosy. Only to get home and find all his children too with leprosy. For how much? We've had to walk away from many things. There was a girl I was going to marry. It was going to be on one condition, that you will not do ministry. We are sold out to this thing.
Do you get what I'm saying? I've been nailed and fasting to that cross. Not in the face of death will I say no to Jesus. Talk less of a girl. And some of you boys now, as one girl start touching your mumu button, you know what they call mumu button? Say, you see, but I would have liked you, but it's just that I don't want to marry a pastor. Say, it's not like God has called me, he just flashed me. I'm not even. Stand your ground. I would have missed this woman. See, let me tell you something. I am a well-settled man. I am well-settled. This kind, God only trusts you with this kind when he sees that you are serious. He that finds a wife obtains favor. Found favor. Is anyone called favor here? But that's not just the favor I'm talking about. I'm talking about favor from God. Do you get what I'm saying? Meanwhile, if you're already in a relationship and say, this girl does not look like favor from God, it may, listen, sometimes if good women happen to be in the hands of wrong men, the good women that should be blessings will now look like curses. Not because the woman is bad, but because the man is not a gardener, he's an hunter. A gardener nurtures a garden and makes it beautiful. When hunter sees animal, they bring it to the point of death. So, ladies, don't marry hunters. Hunters are the point and kill. Don't marry hunters. And you too, you'll not be an hunter.
Amen.
Say that amen loud and clear.
Amen.
You don't like my prayers. I say you'll not be an hunter.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I want to leave you with this truth. Please stay with process. I beg you and I beg you and I beg you again. Please stay with process. Shall I kneel down and beg you? Please stay with process. Don't be discouraged. You are on camp. Let me share this with you. Then this is the last story. Then I call my wife to bless everybody. She will say what God has laid in her heart and then she's going to bless you. There's one Baba. Pastor Dotu, you know Baba Missions now. Baba Missions at the village. Pastor Enitu should know him now. Baba Missions at the village. Baba was a missionary in this Osun State. His son, Pastor Toyosi, was on OAU campus. Baba was working in Shell when he resigned to face ministry. So every time he's coming to greet his son in school, you know what he comes with? Cocoyam, Gary, and his roommate will laugh. But there is that man who is laboring and paying prices in the village. The moment the guy finished from school, the first place he got a job as a bank manager was in UK. I was at Wafbeck this year. I saw him pass. I was like, my God, who will believe that this is the same boy, the same son of that man that was on the AU campus? We have God who truly rewards his own. Any price you pay, praying, fasting, seek God and find him before you leave campus. Pressure will insist you don't find him again once you leave campus. Now that there is holiday, people are, if you have the liberty and you can fight for it by your parents, beg them. And make sure you are not begging them to go and stay in a boyfriend's house. White wall. You see that white wall? You see that white wall? Many destinies have been crafted there. White wall, Ife. Christmas, New Year. Oh God, Makombelekai. There is reward for all those things. Such that when you miss those processes, there is a way you will come out and you will not last. I pray for you in the name of Jesus, you will emerge.
Amen.
And you will last.
Amen.
You will not fail.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let me call my wife to bless you and say, help me celebrate her.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So beautiful to be with you all this morning. Can you celebrate Apostle? Come on, you're not doing that like you mean it. And please celebrate your pastors. Pastor Dalton and Pastor Eniola, thank you so much for doing a great job. The Lord bless you. I want to lift your hands to Jesus this morning. And just say thank you. Keep saying thank you. Keep saying thank you. Keep saying thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I decree this morning that eyes are open to see. Ears are open to hear. It does not matter the background you're coming from. It does not matter the kind of home or family you're from. The Lord will raise you as light. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. You become strategically positioned. Amen. For what God is set to do. Amen. I decree over everyone under the sound of my voice this morning, by the help of the Lord, you will emerge.
Amen.
You will emerge.
Amen.
You will emerge.
Amen.
As you give yourself to process, as you give yourself to dealings, as you give yourself to grooming and training of the Lord will see to it that you enter into your prophetic destiny.
Amen.
Everything you need at this season to become that man, that woman needed for your generation, the Lord give it to you now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I decree strength.
Amen.
I decree enablement.
Amen.
You will not be tired.
Amen.
You will not be weary.
Amen.
You will not give up.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. I hear liberation. Somebody is being liberated. Somebody is being liberated. Oh, thank you, Lord. Somebody is being liberated from addiction in particular. Addiction, you're addicted to something and then, you know, it has been a cry in your heart. Every time you do it, you're like, God, I don't want to do this again. The Lord is saying to you this morning, the last time it happened is the last time. It will never happen again. Thank you, righteous Father. Can you lift your hands to Jesus once again and say thank you? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, Flame. To partner with Flame, kindly make use of these account details: 2215005289 UBA.